Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. When I asked her what's the matter, this is what I heard her say. Alligator.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. I am the Small Business Advocate, and that's my website too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Have a great visit with our good friend, our new friend, Todd Murphy. Todd is president and CEO of KEH Camera, and we've been talking about the previous segment. We talked about the industry, the whole camera, the whole photographic industry, the equipment, the medium, the media, the film, all the digital ways we have access to it. Todd, thanks again for hanging out with us. Give us that website again, please.
It's www.keh.com.
All right, and some of the cameras now, some of the new digital cameras, even the cheaper ones, you can now take a picture and send it someone, right? Like you do on your phone. You can take a really high quality picture and then email it.
That's absolutely right from the phone.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. Todd, let's talk about. I want to talk now about your company.
Okay.
How many employees do you have?
We have 82 employees currently.
82. That's a good number. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Except on payroll day, I won't congratulate you on that. So Todd, talk to us about running a company with 82 employees. What have you learned?
Well, it is a obviously it's a challenge. Planning and having a good having good people around you are essential for making that happen and making that successful. I certainly couldn't do it with a lot of other people, without a lot of other people's support.
Right.
That is probably the key. I always say, surround yourself with people smarter than you and you really can't fail. And that's
right.
Absolutely the truth.
So, has your business grown significantly in the last, say, 10 years?
Yes, it has. It has, especially in the last, 3 to 5 years, it has grown.
What do you attribute that to?
Well, a number of things. One is that we have been able to get out, and rather than just have a website, where you come to the website and sell or buy a camera from us,
right.
we've been able to get out and really purchase a lot of cameras nationwide. We're really kind of a reversed type of a business because we really put more emphasis on buying the camera than selling the camera. Because we deal with a used product, so I can't call up a manufacturer and order, 100 used cameras.
Right.
I've got to go out.
You've got to find your inventory. You can't just pick up the phone, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that becomes our biggest ongoing challenge all the time.
Mm-hmm.
When I set a sales budget each year, the sales budget isn't based on, how many cameras I think I can sell from the manufacturer or how many I can order, because a lot of times you can order an indefinite amount,
mm-hmm.
and you totally rely on your marketing or your price point,
right.
Or your reputation to sell the cameras. I've got to have the cameras to sell them, so I've got to get a little bit more creative,
mm-hmm.
in finding how I'm going to obtain those.
Well, as you've grown your business, what have been some of the challenges of ramping up over the last 3 years, like you were talking about?
Well, over the last 3 years, we really kind of consider ourselves a bit recession-proof because we have a fairly sophisticated software system which allows us to pay for our cameras based on the market, based on how fast they're selling, how many we have in stock, that type of thing. So,
mm-hmm.
During difficult times, I know back in 2008, when the housing market crashed. You know, there was a time when our sales got very stagnant, and
right.
You know, how we fix that is we lower prices, and
right.
that's what we did, and we lowered prices to the point that people would look at a camera and say, "Well, I'd be stupid not to
right.
buy that. It's so inexpensive."
In terms of your organization, what have you learned?
In terms of the organization, I've just learned that we keep our head down and we keep our ears open. And keeping your ears open to the market and changes is really our most important
mm-hmm.
Important thing you can do. And we, like we talked about before the break, you know, with Kodak, is that that was a very good example, and that you can't get too caught up into what is making you successful now.
Right.
You have to take that and enjoy it while it's there, but you always have to be looking for the next thing that will make you successful and go for it.
Right. If you could say one thing that you think has been the reason for your success, what would it be?
I would say a unique business model. You know, our business model is very unique. And it's not really something a lot of other people are doing. Plus, we're in a niche, and that's a very good place to be also, if you do it right.
You found a niche, and you're sticking to your knitting, aren't you?
Right. Exactly.
Give us that website again, Todd.
www.kdh.com.
So check it out, folks. So if they want to buy a used camera or sell you a used camera or lenses or anything like that, right?
That's right.
Hey, Todd, thanks for being here. Good job. Congratulations on the great success.
Thank you so much for
having
me.
Grant King Jr., by the way, is the founder of that company. Got to take a quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.